you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you, we're glad you're here.
Reading from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others. That was 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, March 11th, 2024. Oh, listening friend, we're having church here in the studio. I have two guests that you're going to be introduced to, and a third to my right who's going to be probably back for tomorrow's edition of Mark and Friends, the Tuesday edition, to talk about an initiative that's going to be launched in the greater Champaign-Urbana area. In fact, many of us for a long time have been praying about bringing revival to this community. And in fact, this coming Thursday, there's going to be a gathering at Salt and Light. And so we're going to talk about that tomorrow on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. But with me in the studio, joining me today is Pastor Mark Jordan. And he's been a dear friend. I call him Mr. Encourager, is doing a great work of God at his church and congregation. In fact, he's helping host the Iron Sharpens Iron Men's Conference coming to Champaign on April 20th. So we're encouraging all men to encourage their pastors to come along with them and join in on this men's conference. But Tom Cheshire also joins me on today's edition of Mark and Friends. You've heard him a time or two. Last month we were talking about the Iron Sharpens Iron Men's Conference coming to Springfield, and in fact it's this weekend. But Tom, can they still register? Is that pretty well set?
Yeah, they can still register.
Okay, they can still register. So how would they find out more information about this Saturday's Iron Sharpens Iron Men's Conference in Springfield?
So the same way for both, you will go to www.rpmfm.org, and on there is a events tab. Click on that and it will drop down Springfield if you want to see about Springfield, or Champaign if you want to see about Champaign.
So that's rpmfm.org, rpmfm.org. The conference is this Saturday in Springfield, and then on Saturday, April 20th in Champaign. Great national keynote speakers, a lot of different workshops and ways that God can pour into you. Encourage your pastor, bring him along, and maybe your men's ministry, your small group of men, come join us. I'll be at both conferences. I'm excited to see what God's going to pour into me. And both Dave Finch and I will be handing out our frequency cards and welcoming all the men and being engaged, because God always does wonderful things during these Iron Sharpened Iron Men conferences. But I have Pastor Mark and Tom in the studio to talk about it. But also, this past Thursday at the Ministry Leaders Luncheon, Tom, I loved your sharing about men's ministry and how you can go into various churches and encourage the pastor, whether it's launching a ministry or being a coach to help them along the way. And so I want to touch on that a little bit and on 2 Timothy 2:2. But first, Mark, you have something going on Good Friday. Tell our listeners about that, because this is open to everyone.
Absolutely. Mark, we've done this, I think, for 12 or 14 years here in Champaign. We call it a crosswalk, and we do it on Good Fridays at 9 a.m. in the morning. We meet in the Chase parking lot on Springfield and Mattis, and it's rain or shine, and we say, bring your strollers and bring your wheelchairs. It's open to everybody, and we will carry and take turns carrying a 12-foot cedar cross north on Mattis to Bradley, where we stand it and we pray and we worship God. And we take turns carrying that back to the parking lot. And the purpose here, I always say, it's not a protest or a demonstration. We're not trying to show off or be tough or anything. We want to identify with Christ who carried his cross for us. And the cross is heavy. And we take turns carrying that. And we even help one another carry that if we're not able. And that includes children and others who need some help. And to simply bear the weight and to hear the cross drag and to be in public eye. And it's so neat when cars are driving by and honking and waving, and the cross is such a universal symbol. And so it's been incredibly meaningful for scores and scores and scores of people, other churches, other pastors and their groups, other ministries have been a part of this. So everybody's invited. It's Good Friday morning, 9 a.m., Springfield, Mattis, about 90 minutes. And we would welcome you there, Mark.
And that's on March 29th. So Good Friday, 9 a.m. And if you're driving or you couldn't write down the information, call the station, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. We'll give you all the information. But it's a powerful representation. And like you said, I think the cross is like 160 or so pounds. So there's even been somebody in a wheelchair that you assisted and helped, and father, daughter, or, you know, a lot of combinations of carrying it and bearing that weight physically to recognize what Jesus did on our behalf.
Amen.
And that's where you met Johnny Harris, I think, who became one of our speakers last month at the Ministry Leaders
Lunch. Urban Williams from Restoration, all those folk come, and others too. So it's a community crosswalk.
Yeah. Well, Tom, you got to share last Thursday at our Ministry Leaders Luncheon. It was a great group. I think exactly 50 pastors and ministry leaders joined, and it was quiet at times as you shared some healthy conviction on the important role that we can have in discipling men. And it's not a one and done. You had said that a few different times. It's a lifelong journey to pour into men, and it's very relational. And so can you share a little of that journey that you were on as you were far from God and suddenly you didn't even know you were being discipled, but some men were pouring into you and the impact it had and why you've launched this ministry?
Yes, I tell this story as, you know, somewhat of a testimonial, although my salvation had been secured before that, but I had strayed. I had backslidden, I guess, for if you wanted to use a common term that people understand, and had trashed my life, basically. And knew that I needed Jesus, knew that I needed his influence in my life. And I happened to work with one guy, and another guy ended up being someone that befriended me, who was a pastor. But both of these men, Jim Talley and Scott Brindley, invested in me. And I shared last Thursday what I share all the time, that I didn't realize it was discipleship. That word was not even in my vocabulary at that point. But like a lot of things, looking back on it retrospectively and what it was deeply relational, and it was very intimate, in that Jim Talley came to my house every morning for a month at 6:30 in the morning, opened up the scriptures, opened up Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest, helped me understand what spiritual disciplines, again, a word that he didn't use, that looking back on it, what spiritual disciplines were: prayer, meditation, fasting, study, those things that he was actually investing me in, this disciple-making relationship that we were having, so that I could then love my wife like Christ loves the church, so that I could lead my children, so that I could be the man that God had called and created me to be. And so out of that is born this ministry that, you know, eventually after that, I lose my job, and God is opening the doors. Crawford Loritz has a great saying. He said, God closes one door and opens another, but sometimes there's hell in the hallway. And so there was about a 5-year period where there was hell in the hallway for me, trying to figure out exactly what I was going to do. But through prayer and, again, through men investing in me, it became clear that he was calling me into vocational ministry, not to pull men away from the church, but to invest in men in the context of the local church.
And that's when you founded rpmfm.org. Relevant Practical Ministry for Men. It's founded on Christian principles. It's founded on the Bible. In fact, it's modeled after what Jesus did. So talk about how Jesus modeled this, and that's the framework that you use.
Yeah, so I think the mandate for churches is Matthew 28:18-20. That's a very familiar passage that's called the Great Commission, where Jesus is commissioning his disciples to go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them what I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. And so, but in that, he says, go and make disciples, not go and make worshipers, not go and make tithers, not go and make missionaries. He could have said anything at that point, but he didn't. He said, go and make disciples, because he knew discipleship was how you were going to grow in your knowledge and understanding of God, and then how to apply it, which is what he did with the disciples. He called them out in Matthew 4 in the first gospel, but he didn't send them out until Matthew 10. Mm-hmm. So there was a period there between chapter 4 and chapter 10 where he's discipling them before he sends them out to do ministry. And so one of my taglines now has become discipleship precedes ministry.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're all about that, building into men, pouring into men, discipling men, and that is why I'm bringing both you and Mark into the studio today, because on April 20th, about 6 weeks away, 6 or 7 weeks away, on April 20th, you're bringing in some keynote speakers that are known throughout the country, authors, presenters, men ministry, workshop leaders, for a full all-day conference beginning from 8:30 a.m. to 4:55 p.m. It's very timely. Doors open at 7:30 and you have breakfast snacks. And what was somebody said last Thursday at the lunch gathering? Christian chicken. You utilize Chick-fil-A for the lunchtime and there's afternoon snacks. And I'm going to have a table set up, but there'll be sessions and an exhibit hall. And then there'll be the afternoon breakout sessions, main speaker. So, Mark, talk about, you've hosted this at your church, New Horizon, for many years. Why do you host this and why invest all that time and energy and effort for a one-day conference?
I think it's a great honor, Mark. We met very haphazardly and 10 or 12 years ago, and the opportunity was there to host 450 guys at our church that they might hear about Jesus and be discipled. And we thought, why in the fool wouldn't we do that? And that's what hooked us up. And these guys are just all pro. They've got it down. They know how to put a team together, meet with that team, work their timeline. And I would just encourage men, you'll discover that when you come, this is a highly, highly professional organization. The gig itself is full of content. It's very, very high quality in every way. I think you'd be amazed at all you get in the small package of a day at Iron Sharpens Iron. So we're happy to host it and thrilled to do that again this year.
Yeah, I think when you introduced Tom last week, you talked about how this is the bang for the buck.
Yeah.
It's so affordable, and yet these are quality keynote speakers from around the country, and you couldn't even figure out how Tom could have a pool of this kind of resources, all these men, but he's done it for a number of years, and he's gotten to meet people from the Promise Keeper movement, authors, men's presenters from around the country, and they love being a part of it. And you've had other men's ministries going on there. I was there a few months back when Johnny Harris shared,
sure.
And then he became one of my presenters.
Sure.
But you have a real heart for men. And so, Tom, address, why is it so key that men are poured into because of their unique role in the family or in the world? And not minimizing how God uses women, but God has an order of things. And why is it important that men get poured into?
Yeah, I think staying true to the biblical truth, right? We see in Genesis that God created men and women, right? Which is crazily somehow controversial today. Mm-hmm. But not only did he create man and woman, but he created men and women with specific designs and specific responsibilities. Not that one's better than the other, that, you know, again, I think that's why he takes the rib from his side, is that the woman was a co-heir to the throne, right? And so it's not he's better than she kind of a thing, but there's clearly a headship that's being demonstrated by how God does that. He gives Adam the authority to name animals. But my point is, it's at the very beginning of the Bible. It's God's original design. And so something that's been lost, it gets lost three chapters later at the fall, but there's something that's been lost in that, where women have tried to usurp, you know, men's authority, and men have passively allowed it. And so, again, this isn't something to create some sort of egotistical monster or macho dude. This is someone who understands he's a person under authority. That's one of the things that Jesus said to the centurion, that he had seen no one with the faith of the centurion, right? Because he was a man who understood he was a man under authority. And so that's what men, godly men, that are living lives that honor God, understand, that they are under the authority of the scriptures and they have responsibilities. And so I think the conference tries to accentuate that, in that we don't get into doctrinal issues. We stay on the things that men need to study and understand biblically, what that looks like. What does it mean to be a godly husband, godly father, to have godly finances, be a godly grandfather, remaining pure? I mean, just different things that men are struggling with. That's what we're trying to equip them. This is an equipping conference so that they can be the leaders that God has called them to be, first and foremost in their home with their wives and children.
And you're touching on some of this, but share a little more about this 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2, and the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, and trust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others. What is your hopes for this Iron Sharpens Iron men's ministry, and what is God saying to all of us through this passage?
Sure. The hope is that, one, men will come and get encouraged, because one of the things that Pastor Mark is really good at, you alluded to it, he's an encourager, he opens a conference, but we're trying to, one, encourage men, because let's just be honest, men are literally getting the snot beat out of them every day now. And so one of them is just to come and see that you do have a very high value in God's eyes. In God's kingdom, you have value. And so we're trying to encourage men who've been discouraged through the media, through whatever the circumstances of being pushed down, beaten down, that they're not important, they have no value, we can do things better without them, kind of a mentality. So the conference is one of equipping, but it's also one of encouraging, where we're just trying to reinforce men that you are a value, and that there's value in investing in other men, that you would leave here seeing the relationships that have tightened up because you've spent the day with this guy that you normally wouldn't spend the day with. You see him for an hour maybe on Sunday. You see him at a potluck. You see him here or there in the context of the church, but here you're spending the entire day, and we build in breaks intentionally so that there is that relaxed time in between the seminars and the worship and the keynotes to where you can process what God's revealing to you with another man. And so that just starts to plant the seed of discipleship, because what Paul is talking to Timothy about is basically, I've shared the gospel with you. I've entrusted the truth of scriptures with you. Now I want you to go share that with other faithful men and entrust the gospel with them. And then that multiplication just takes over to where it changes the world.
Now, Tom, I think I derailed you because I had you starting to answer about how Jesus modeled discipleship through the disciples and then through the larger group and those around him through interactions and time spent with them. So talk a little more about how you saw it throughout Scripture, what Jesus did, and that's what you want to have happen through Iron Sharpens Iron and also through rpmfm.org, your relevant practical ministry for men, the movement that you're desiring God to do with discipleship.
Yes, Jesus is the perfect model for everything, but he's also the perfect model for discipleship. And Jesus was relational, and that's how he discipled. His model was 1, 3, 12, 70, and bigger, right? Mm-hmm. But it started with the one. Peter was his number one guy. Of all scripture, he invested most deeply in him. But John and James in that three, that inner circle of three, were also pretty close. But again, Jesus is giving all of them, but he's investing in those three even more deeply. With his conversations, with his rebukes, with everything that we see, it's through a lot of that interaction that he has. But he's modeling. He models how to pray. He models how to weep and get passionate. He models how to have righteous anger and break up the temple. I mean, all these emotions that Jesus is modeling, how to rightly use them in the context of a man's life. And that's life-on-life discipleship.
And what was encouraging, and you got a laugh out of many people, if Jesus, after 3 years, day and night, 24 hours a day, was pouring in these disciples, and they still didn't totally get it after those 3 years, we have to be cognizant of the fact that it's not going to just happen overnight for us either, that right. It's a long-term process, that there's going to be times of disappointment, of failure in those that we're trying to disciple, even in our own lives, but the importance of one step at a time, pouring into men, being relational.
Yes, sir.
Well, Mark, you're going to be hosting this Iron Sharpens Iron Men's Conference on April 20th. If God was going to answer your prayers for the conference or what he's going to do through Tom and through these various speakers, what would that be?
Well, I want men to be there, and I want men of all sorts. It's so neat that you will find, as you arrive, you'll find men in orange vests who are from prison release programs, who will be ushers and greeters for the day. Men who are affirmed as men and given responsibility and opportunity to share their lives and their skill sets with others. We will have men from every walk of life. You will have opportunities for 8 different breakout sessions. Choose 1 of 8 in the morning, 1 of 8 in the PM, and you will have 2 nationally known speakers that day, and you will rub shoulders with scores and scores and scores of men. And I believe that friendships will be made, and God will sharpen our steel as we meet together. So please, 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 guys, put it on your calendar and join us for Iron Sharpens Iron on April 20th.
Find out more at rpmfm.org. rpmfm.org. If you can't write that down or you forget it on your way to work or whatever activity you're involved in, call the station. We'll be happy to make sure you know how to log in or how to find out more about this Iron Sharpens Iron Men's Conference happening this Saturday in Springfield and then in Champaign on April 20th at New Horizon Church in Champaign. New Horizon Church in Champaign. In our closing minute, also in the studio is Daniel Nally. He's going to be primed for tomorrow, the Testimony Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, to share about an initiative that he's going to be a part of. But Daniel, in 1 minute, tell people what's happening this Thursday.
Yeah, Mark, thank you so much for the opportunity to share about this initiative here in Champaign, Urbana. So on March 14th, that's this coming Thursday at 9 a.m., we're going to have an interest meeting about a citywide saturation outreach here in Champaign-Urbana. So we're inviting anyone from pastors, leaders, community leaders, anyone who's interested in being a part of this network of dreaming together to see what does a citywide outreach uplifting the name of Jesus look like. So once again, that is this coming Thursday, March 14th at 9 a.m. at Salt and Light.
Yeah, I can't emphasize enough, if you have a heart for ministry, for outreach, for evangelism, this is just an interest meeting to find out more, to be praying. We want to get a lot of pastors involved and community leaders. If you have a heart for seeing God do a unique work through many different churches coming together, then come out to Salt and Light this Thursday, March 14th, 9 a.m. Call the station, 217-367-7777. Well, listening friends, there's a lot going on in the community. We hope you'll be engaged, you'll be involved, you'll allow God to work in and through you, your gifts, your talents. You're specially created to be that ambassador, that disciple of Jesus, to be effective wherever you go, as you go. And I hope that this Iron Sharpens Iron Men's Conference might be something that you and your pastor will join together. Or pastor, get up three or five or seven different guys and come on out to Champaign on April 20th. Or maybe this weekend you can still pull together some men. It'll be gathering in Springfield. Find out more at rpmfm.org, rpmfm.org. I'll close out this program with a tribute to Howard Fox, a longtime servant to the WLUJ family of stations. The last number of years, he's been our chief radio engineer. Prior to that, he served as station manager, operations manager, bookkeeper, did just about everything to keep the WLUJ family of stations going. He also assisted these last 3 years with Great News Media. And just past midnight on Saturday, so early Sunday morning, he went home to be with the Lord, and we'll miss him greatly. In fact, Saturday afternoon, I talked to him. He sounded great. We planned to work on Monday and Tuesday on some studio projects, and I guess it was his time for God to bring him home. So please keep his wife, Mary, his dad, sister, and niece in your prayers. Mary's not sure when yet to hold a celebration of life service to honor the memory of Howard Fox, but he's been crucial in our operation to advance this radio ministry forward, and our staff is experiencing a great loss without him. You'll see a bit of a tribute on our Facebook pages, WLUJ Radio, Great News Radio, and also under Mark Burns on our Facebook posts. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.